On this episode, I talk about what you should be buying instead of hobby boxes.
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. I am going old school again. Old school. Sorry, I had no power for a bunch of days. Have been trying to keep up a little bit with what's going on in the world of baseball cards. Haven't been doing that great of a job, but I have noticed two things. And one is breaking news from, it was pretty recent since I saw this. But first we're going to talk about Topps update 2020. Basically, Topps is punting it and saying, hey, we're not going to have really good guys. We'll give you the top prospects of each team, but it's going to be a special insert type deal. That's what I saw on it previously. I think that's what they're going to stick with. You're not going to get too many rookie cards, and I think a lot of people are dropping their pre-sales. As I've said previously, you shouldn't be buying boxes. You should not be buying boxes now. Let them feel it. I wish it was more Panini than Topps, but everything's gone a little too crazy right now with how much things cost. And so I will give you my top 10 people to be buying. No, what you should be doing is quite simply buying who you think is going to have value next year. That's it. There's nothing crazy that I'm going to say or do or tell you. All these guys who are telling you top five this and top five that, and I've said this previous time. Oh, that's really loud and annoying. Sorry, guys. Just loud. Smooth road. Really, you got to use common sense. And if you sit down and think a little bit, you'll be able to figure it out. Great example. I saw somebody posted something on Twitter about Porzingis. And it was more of like a cook room-ish type thing, meaning a bunch of people were going and buying Kristaps Porzingis cards. And, of course, if you have a ton of people buying them, the price of the card is going to go up. And so they said, hey, you could join my group for $45 and see the cards, I pick before, the general public does. And, A, that's a scumbag thing to do because basically you're just synthetically building up the price to said card. Now, I told you guys to buy Porzingis. I definitely did. I remembered saying it. And why? What was the most common sense thing? It's a shortened season. They're already in the playoffs. He should be able to survive. He's a damn good player. Luka Doncic is the man. Porzingis is going to be his second, the go-to man. And his prices were pretty cheap compared to everyone else. That's all you have to do is just think. And you'll be able to figure it out. That's why I'm buying A-Rod so much. Oh, crazy. I just gave you a thing. I like A-Rod. I don't care about the steroids and nonsense. It's just, to me, if I hear someone talk, I roll my eyes and I don't want to hear it. But he's going to make the Hall of Fame. Maybe not the first time around because the writers want to show him what's what. But he's going to get it. He's done all the right things. And I think genuinely I like him because he loves baseball. He talks baseball. He knows a lot about it. And so, I don't know, I just like him. So I started buying his cards up because I think he's going to go into Hall of Fame in the future. I don't have a machine to tell me, hey, this is what you need to do, because you don't need a machine with the program. No machine, no program. You use your head. I don't know what that was. That was like a hybrid of Spanish and maybe even a Chinese person. I don't know what that was. But anyway, you literally can figure it out yourself. Just think about it. Will you be wrong? Of course. So will the guys from the top five. But with the top five people, they're telling you this and everyone's jumping on it. So unless you watch the first minute and you buy it immediately and then follow that wave up, you can do that for short-term flips. But if you're looking for long-term games and you don't want to play that game, because, dude, it sucks. It's cool in the beginning, but after a while, you're like, dude, I got to be on this all the time. I got to be figuring out what's going on. I got to be on it. And if you lose that window of when to sell the card, you're done. Now you're just trying to, you know, not lose money. And you don't want to be there. You want long-term value. You want somebody that slowly builds up, and then you go, holy crap, look at this. And yeah, right now in basketball, you have the crazy highs of players like LeBron James, for whatever reason, you know, cards for this year are going astronomically higher than other cards. But, and every other basketball card, I shouldn't even just say LeBron James, but it's like, pick a guy. It can even be a guy from your favorite team. Just think about it logically. Why should they be doing well? Like, are they going to get more minutes? Are they going to get more time? And are they going to get an opportunity? That's really what it is. If you're going, all right, I'm going to gamble on this guy because he's going to get an opportunity to start and he's going to have a tremendous amount of minutes. Now, and when he previously did, he played pretty well. I'm going to gamble on him. That's what you do. That's it. There's nothing really, there's no crazy recipe. Like right now, the Yankees sent Miguel Andujar down. I like Miguel Andujar a lot because he's a good hitter. He hit clutch when he did start. Now, his fielding, yeah, is not that great. They put him in a different position and he didn't field well. I still think he's a damn good hitter. And he looked it. He might not have had the, you know, batting 300-400 because they didn't really give him the at-bats because Gio is playing well, the third baseman for the Yankees. I'm going to talk about the Yankees. I know about them. So, I have something to, so you guys can relate. So go to your team and figure this crap out. But so now Miguel Andujar, he may not be the guy to buy right now. His prices are going to tank. Probably. That's what I would think. Who knows, in this, you know, people might, it might go up because of the stupidity that's going on. But what should happen is the price of his card should go down because he really doesn't have a spot. Now, A, you can go, I think I'm going to buy him because I think next year Brett Gardner isn't going to be there. And I think he's going to get it over Clint Frazier. Or maybe you think, I think Clint Frazier is going to get the spot. So let me invest in him, who's the another good young player for the Yankees. Or you think, this guy's going to be traded finally. I think he'll get the opportunities and the starts at another team. And so I want to get a bunch of his cards now while they're cheap to take advantage of that. So you have these bunch of avenues. Now, it could be he just sits on the bench and he's just a backup player. And next year, he gets 300 at-bats. But if you're buying low, you really don't have that much downside to go. And if you're spending $200, $300 on his autograph, that's one thing. But if you're getting his rookie cards and you're getting them for $15, $20, $25, what are they going to go down to, 10? Okay, so you lost $10. And let's just say you bought 10 of them. You lost $100. Okay. But on the upside, if he does get traded, and all indications give you that the guy can hit, so he's going to go to some place, he starts hitting like he was before, now that card is going to be $30, $40, $50. You don't have that. It's never going to be worth zero. It's not going to be worth $5. It's going to be worth more than that. So you have to minimize your risk and see what, the best way to minimize your risk is to see, well, how much am I going to lose? Or what's the worst case scenario about this player? And you can do that for anyone. You know, like I did that with Rhys Hoskins. I keep talking about him. He's not playing well. Okay. So I spent $15 on his PSA 10 rookie card. What's the downside? Is it going to go to 10? Is it going to go to 5? I don't think it's going to go to 5. It'll probably go to 10. Maybe it'll go to 8. So I lose $5 or $6. So I lost $15 because I bought 3 of the cards. Again, what if he does well? He's shown that he can hit the ball, you know, with power. He's shown that he can do it. And if he does it, they get into playoffs, and all of a sudden he does some Phillies magic, and he gets in there and hits a bunch of home runs. Let's just say it's a $30 card. So I just doubled my money. Because the upside is always way higher than the downside if you buy smart and you buy correctly. If you buy when it's really high and you rhyme, like I try to rhyme all the time, I couldn't think of rhyme. If you buy high when everything else is going high, then you're now more at risk, and you have a, you know, you have a problem when it starts dropping because you bought it poorly. You bought it thinking, hey, it's going to go even higher, so I'm just going to sell it when it gets higher. You didn't buy it, well, let me compare his price to everyone else. And let me see, you know, what I should, you know, what is the correct price for this? Yes, you can go, well, the market dictates what the price is. Okay, but there's a bunch of guys, there's a bunch of comps. Like if you're buying a house, there's a bunch of comps out there of players of similar ilk. I like saying the word ilk. And so, yeah, so you'll sort of have an idea of, hey, he should be priced this. I think it's going crazy right now because I don't know why. Because of a cook room, because maybe he was on TV, he has some, you know, he's going out with some hot chick. Who knows? So just take a look at that. So now, instead of buying boxes, go ahead, start identifying players or groups of players who you want to invest in and figure it out. And yes, I said invest. And figure it out. Now, it's going to take you a long time to get things graded. So factor that in. If you're looking for baseball for next year, you're not looking for, hey, this guy isn't going to do nothing, but I want to buy cards. I want to get him. I want to get on the ground floor with him. I watched on YouTube The Wolf of Wall Street. I got Aerotine when he was selling the penny stocks. He just made up some nonsense. You can get at the ground level for 3 cents a share. So you can get at the ground level for his raw cards. It doesn't matter how long you take it. So you spend, I think it's now $8 to $9. They got some value nonsense where they basically say, yeah, we'll grade it when we grade it. And so you have that. And so now you buy maybe the raw card for $3-4. You get it graded for $8 to $10. And then you just chill for next year. But if you think, hey, I think it's a shorter term, meaning 3 to 6 months, all right, you may have to look at buying graded cards. So just take that into consideration as well, because grading takes time. And that's why you're seeing prices of graded cards moving up a bit, because A, there's not as many of them because nobody's getting their cards back from the graders. So it's just, take that all into consideration. I saw something nice, and I don't see it working, but I did see something nice. There was a Facebook baseball, keeping it the realest, that basically said, hey, if you're selling retail on our platform, you can't charge above. You know, bring that crap to eBay. You gotta, if it's $20, you better be charging $20. So basically, no one's gonna be selling retail hobby in that, on that place anymore, unless you're trying to do the right thing and try to be nice. And if done in bulk, like if everyone does it, it might have an impact. But you're gonna have guys that are looking to, you know, I go both ways. There's the Amazon seller in me who goes, forget that, I'm gonna buy some. I used to do it all the time. I buy from Target and sell for double the money on Amazon. Or whatever the case may be. Just because it's a baseball card shouldn't change the fact of people making profit. That's my one mentality. And then I have the other mentality of, I can't buy cards. Like, I can't open them up. Everyone's just running to get them. And it sucks. But if I was thinking on Amazon, if I'm thinking like that guy, you know, my old way, I'd be like, well, should get there earlier. Maybe you should make better connections. Maybe you should do this. Maybe you should do that. So, you know, it's more selfishness on that aspect. You should be able to flip it. If people are waiting out there to get the cards, it is what it is, you know. Don't fault them. Don't fault the 50-year-old man forearm shiving the kid because he wants to make bank. It's just the way it is. I've seen it at Target where people just buy all the toys. They just buy them all, especially Black Friday with those deals. They buy them all, resell it on Amazon for double the money, and people flip out, go, oh, no, should have woke up earlier. That's some people would say. Other people like, ah, I feel bad. You just, it's what you feel comfortable with. Like, if I'm there and I see a kid there and he wants to buy it, I believe in karma. So I am like, yeah, yeah, you want one. If I see, you know, an older gentleman go scratch, unless he just wants one box, and I'm going to give him the one box. But I don't see it working. I just don't see it. But then no one's going to sell. So they'll just sell on a different platform. Or just sell on eBay. That's it. I think it will work itself out because there's going to be some point where it just becomes too expensive and people are just not going to buy it. And that's what the free market's all about. Now, the breaking news that I saw that I was very happy about was Gary V said he's going to blur out the cards that he is buying so he doesn't manipulate the market. Now, is that a good thing? I think so. It's crazy the fact that he has to do that. It really is. The fact that he has to do that is crazy. But you have people who will jump on the bandwagon because they know that the prices are going to go up because you're going to have Gary V fans coming in there and thinking, hey, I can get in on this. And look, it's already going up. Gary was what? Right. A self-fulfilling prophecy. So I do like it. I think it's a good thing. He is listening to people. And like I said before, I don't think he's in the hobby to for bad things. Yeah, would he like? He wants to make money off of it. But he genuinely likes the hobby. He likes the flip game. I know he does. Because he was doing it with the garage sales and stuff like that. It's that thrill. And I love it too. You go to a garage sale and I buy something for a dollar that I can sell for $100, $150. You know, like Cloud 9. Yeah, it's only $100, $150. But like you feel all, you're like, I found the diamond in the rough. It happens a lot. And there's nothing cool in that. When you go to Goodwill and all of a sudden you go, oh boy, look at this. They don't know what's what. Like, I can't tell you how many things I bought at Goodwill. I bought like a Giants starter jacket, those velvet ones, New York Giants, for like $10 and sold it for like $150 within the week. Like that stuff, I'm not going to lie. It moves downstairs. It moves. It gets excited. Rock hard. So I do know that Gary does like that. So I'm glad he's doing it. I think that will help out people. I think more people will accept him because, A, he's listening to what they're saying and he's trying to do something to correct the perceived bad behavior, even though it's not a bad behavior at all. So that's good. So in synopsis, don't buy boxes. If you can buy a retail box for $20, go ahead and buy it. But stay away if it's overpriced, because they are all overpriced right now. I know Topps Chrome is, everybody's buying that up. It looks pretty cool. I don't know, I'll probably never see a box, but it is what it is. Buy the guys who you think will do well and think about it logically. Sit down and think about it. Write it down on a piece of paper. Do something. But figure it out. Hey, next year, what football team do you think is going to do well? Who do you think is going to get an opportunity? What backup quarterbacks do you think might have a shot of starting because the you know, starting quarterback's old or prone to injury or whatever the case may be? Maybe if I keep on saying maybe and maybe and maybe, trying to transition. I can't think of words, so I just keep on saying maybe, like a dork. There are values. There are values. My English is horrific today. Maybe there's value in wide receivers, in running backs that there wasn't in previous years. I'm starting to see that trend up a little bit more. You know, does it continue? Maybe not. And you go, well, I don't know. Neither do I. Nobody knows. And that's the thing about it. That's what makes it great. And if anyone says, I know because I got a machine, and the machine tells me that it's going to go up, they're lying to you. They're lying. Just like stock markets. They're lying. They don't know what's going up. They don't know what's going down. They'll be able to figure stuff out maybe daily or short term to be able to, you know, there's some tricks and stuff like that. But no, long term, it's not going to happen. So that's what I think you guys should do. Head over to svacardcollectors.com. Also download the Flick Chat app. And I said I was going to tell you who won the website, the article submissions, but I don't have the stuff in front of me, and I didn't check it today because I just wanted to get this podcast done. I will do that Monday. It will be done on Monday. I have it for this month. If you guys want to submit it, right now, if one guy submits it, they're in the lead because I ain't got nothing. So submit your articles, what you would like to write about so you can become a superstar. Guys, thank you for listening. Have a good weekend. Buy some cards, go bro. Later.
You've heard me talk about Star Stock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built. StarStock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what StarStock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I've seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You could choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact Mike at mike@starstock.com. Again, StarStock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to StarStock.com.